It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Happy Friday to you. Hopefully, for a lot of folks, it was their first week back to work after those long holidays. And Scott Mitchell's one of those guys. And so we welcome Scott back. I also got back this week, earlier this week. And so the Jazz finally also got back to work this week. Scott, tonight, with 3 minutes, 50 seconds left in the fourth quarter, the Jazz are up 17 on the Milwaukee Bucks at Milwaukee. We said this was going to happen. Why don't people just listen to us? I said very clearly they will lose by 34 to the Brooklyn Nets. They will lose the next night even to the Knicks, and yet they will still win by double digits over the
That's why we love them, because they drive us crazy.
Isn't it weird? I mean, the interesting thing is too. I mean, Milwaukee. Who's more disappointed in the 5-4 record, Jazz fans or the Milwaukee Bucks fans? Because if the Bucks lose tonight, which it looks like they're on their way to do with 3 minutes left, down 17. If the Bucks lose tonight, they'll be 5-4. Now this is a team that, you know, a lot of people are like, hey man, where's your title? You know, they're waiting for that title to come to Milwaukee, because they're a really good team and they're on the rise. But the Jazz now up 20 on the Milwaukee Bucks in the fourth quarter, 3 minutes left. So don't want to jinx that one, Scott. But kicking things off here, this is one of our favorite new segments that we do. It's we're able to just dig down and get the real juicy stuff from a guy who played in the NFL, Scott Mitchell. And of course, a wild card weekend in the NFL means we get to even go back to some more painful memories. For Scott, it's the Ask Scott Anything.
KSL's Unrivaled. ASA. Ask Scott Anything. Insider questions, candid answers, nothing's off limits. Just don't make it awkward. It's Ask Scott Anything.
All right, Scott, let me see here. So you went to the playoffs with the Lions when, 95 and 97?
Oh, every year.
Every year.
Except for one. Yeah.
Every year except for one.
Yeah, we went to the playoffs a while.
What's your best – I want to know what your best performance in the playoffs was.
Is this the question?
Yes.
Like this,
Scott,
I don't care about this.
I do. No. Yeah, you should. It's
okay.
I can't ask this question. I can't go home
Miami
and ask
Dolphins.
My wife
we
this.
Went to the AFC Championship game.
Okay. Oh, you guys were a game away from the
Super Bowl.
Oh my goodness!
And we played the Buffalo Bills at home.
Oh, you played them at your place?
Yeah.
Oh my heavens!
And they were terrible, other than like three plays, and they ran the same play. Oh my goodness! A screen pass to Thurman Thomas. And he scored three touchdowns on it.
What year is that? 93?
92.
92. See, yeah. But they got their comeuppance because they went to the Super Bowl and they lost by 40 to the Cowboys.
Actually, that was the Super Bowl that it was in Atlanta.
So they lost 30-13 to the Cowboys.
It was closer.
Yeah, so yeah. But still, no Super Bowl that they matched up against the Cowboys were they ever really in it. So
what was really hard, though, about so like in 1995, we ended the season probably as like the hottest team in the NFL.
Right, and that's when everybody goes, look, watch out for the Detroit Lions.
Yes. Yeah.
And this is when you guys were what? You guys you had to travel to Philadelphia.
Yeah, and you know, it's a weird thing, but so Brett Perriman got hurt early on in the game. That impacted our ability, you know, because his replacement just wasn't quite the same. And they basically double teamed Herman Moore, and they're just like we're not going to let you throw the ball to Herman Moore. And so we had to find different ways to win, and we just didn't. And the strangest thing, there was like I think we really thought we would just show up and it would be like the normal regular season, and we just keep playing, and it was different. And we did not match the intensity of the Eagles, because they weren't a great team by any stretch of the imagination, but they just came out a lot more with a lot more energy, a lot more focus. And, you know, they threw a Hail Mary at halftime that they actually scored a touchdown on. They had a kick return for a touchdown. So there were just a lot of things that really went their way in the first half. And we just got in a massive hole early.
Is this one of those games?
Played that team 10 times, we beat them 9 out of 10 times.
So
seriously, it was just one of those. And you just go, the sad thing is you just can't have one of those days in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know,
how do you prepare for, I mean, is it different when you prepare for an NFL playoff game? Like, does it feel a lot different? Because from an outsider, it feels a lot different. Like, it's awesome. I love it, but it must be pressure.
When you play in a regular season game, Alex, there's next week, right? So when you play in a playoff game, there is no next week.
Yeah.
And learning how to understand the significance of that and not let it be too consuming, right? Because I think people can get wrapped up into that too much, and it creates, they don't have their best performances because they're a little bit uptight. Then there are other people that are just like, they just throw caution to the wind. They just go, we just got to go play, and we got to win, and we got to just make it happen. And so it's learning how to deal with the finality of the game, that it's a do or die. It's kind of that way. And so that creates it, no matter how you spin it, it creates a different intensity, a different focus. A lot of times, and a lot of these teams have been dealing with that right now, where that was the hard part about, you know, even 1995, because it's like, we can't lose a game the rest of the season or our season's over. So essentially you're in a do or die, even, you know, the last month of the season. And emotionally, it really wears on you. Your team, like the Kansas City Chiefs and the Green Bay Packers right now, you have a massive advantage. Whether you take advantage of that or not, just being able to rest and refocus and know, I just got to play two games to win a Super Bowl, so much easier than having to go, even like the Buffalo Bills, who I think are a really good football team, and it wouldn't surprise me if Buffalo is playing Green Bay in the Super Bowl. Would not surprise me. But they still have to play that extra game. Or you're a team like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who I think are another team that will cause, I would say, Buffalo, Kansas City, Tampa Bay, and Green Bay are in the championship games. That's who I would pick, right? But still, Tampa Bay has to go and play a team that's kind of scary, because you're supposed to beat them. They're not very good, but still, you got to go to their place to play them. And that's the Washington football team. And all it does is it just exposes you to the potential of losing,
right?
More than if you're a team that doesn't have to play that extra game.
Yeah. Well, and I just wonder if that. The NFL does everything right, I think, with the playoffs, except for that. That's the one thing where you go, well, why don't you just seed from record from top to bottom? And you have the two best teams playing. I get the conference champion thing.
But the divisions are fun, though, because it creates rivalry. Like, you're a Seahawks fan. You hate the 49ers. You hate the Rams. You kind of hate the Cardinals. And you do, because they're your division rivals.
Yeah, you know? Can win the division but still not be is seated nearly as high. I mean, that's an obvious pick, right? You just go, hey man, we're not letting you guys be the home team.
Having the division means something, and so you get the playoffs. That's a good thing.
Let's take the break here. We'll come back. We got more to talk about on the program. Jazz winning big toward the end of this game against Milwaukee. We've got our NFL roundup right around the corner. Stay right here with us. What pundits are saying about Zach Wilson going into the draft.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.